in Africa. I wish to thank the government of the Arab Republic of Egypt for their warm reception and hospitality, not only to me, but to all the delegates attending the platform. May I also take this opportunity to thank experts who quickly started this meeting 2 days ago. And of course, our warm welcome goes to all the honorable ministers here present from member states and other heads of delegations for demonstrating commitment to migration policy issues demonstrated by your physical presence in the fifth platform. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the Pan-African Forum on Migration is increasingly becoming a key platform in which AU member states, reps, and other stakeholders meet to share information, learn from one another, and also leverage the opportunity to meet and to interact with non-state actors, participants with a view of building a common understanding and reaffirm shared values on the AU migration agenda towards an integrated, prosperous, and peaceful Africa as enshrined in our Agenda 2063 for the Africa we want. The forum has been a main continental interstate platform where member states and key stakeholders meet to deliberate on public migration agenda affecting the continent. It is very satisfying to me to know that finally we have a regular annual forum that provides us with the opportunity to interact and to share best practices, which has been happening on the national level or on the regional level, continental and international arena on migration governance. And as we all know that we have other platforms. We have RAPAP process, we have Khartoum process, we have the Horn of Africa initiative, we have Valletta conference, we have many platforms, but what is unique about this platform is for the first time we are bringing the government, especially this time in Egypt, on the ministerial level. And this is out of our regular forums as African Union. We meet the ministers responsible for migration every 2 years, but as part of the SCC. But to bring the ministers only for the migration issue is happening now for the first time in this platform five. So that's why this platform is a very good platform. It's developed into being a ministerial platform, and it's a very important one for negotiating issues to do with migration. It is also worth noting that BAFOM has been able to help us build a common understanding on migration and human mobility within the continent, and has contributed greatly in providing initial thoughts towards the development of common African position in issues of migration, and this is exactly what we did when we participated in the intergovernmental negotiations in New York on the GCM. Africa spoke with one voice because we have adopted one African position on the GCM. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the AU Commission, together with partners, we are looking forward to strengthening this platform to respond to AU member states and reps' needs in improving migration governance in the continent. I am happy to note that the senior official meeting of the forum has validated the proposed draft terms of reference and provided useful input to them. And that's what has been conveyed to me by my staff and my director. As proposed in the meeting, the draft TOR will be submitted to the upcoming Specialized Technical Committee, the SCC, on migration, refugees, and IDPs for the validation and adoption. And we are expecting to have this SCC in the Gambia in the first week of November this year. Once validated by the this AU decision-making organ, it will go a long way in evaluating BAFOM as a premier continental dialogue platform that provides synergies and linkages with national and international and regional and international consultative processes. It will also provide a clear leadership and ownership opportunity by member states and all stakeholders through defined predictable levels of participation, hosting criteria, funding of this forum, among other issues. Further, there is a need for the forum to be synchronized with political decision-making structures of the African Union. As such, for the first time in the history of the BAFOM, we have invited relevant ministers to participate during the 3 day meeting of the forum, or actually for today's meeting. The Commission believes that through the ministerial participation, the recommendation of this and future meetings will have the relevant support by our highest political decision makers. In this sense, we are targeting the minister responsible about migration issues in our member states. The outcome report will also be submitted to the upcoming Specialized Technical Committee on Migration, Refugees and IDPs, which is the AU statutory ministerial meeting for their validation, which I said it will be in November. As such, the Department of Social Affairs in the Commission is keen to support this forum to ensure the forum is a success in line with the aspirations of Agenda 2063. We take this opportunity to recognize the role played by the International Organization for Migration, IOM. I would like to thank IOM very much, IOM on the level of Geneva, IOM on the regional level, and also IOM in Egypt, because they have supported this very conference. They have supported the conference, they have supported the success of this conference. So thank you very much, IOM, in supporting this forum for from the inception, actually from the beginning, from the first Pan-African Forum, IOM was there and was supporting. I would like also to thank UNECA, also is a very major partner to this Pan-African Forum, and UNECA also have been there from the beginning, and I would like to thank all other UN agencies engaged in the organization of Pan-African, the Pan-African Forum, from the first Pan-African Forum till we reach now to the fifth Pan-African Forum. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as noted in the Global Compact for Migration, there is a need for all of us to invest in evidence-based continental migration trends and updates through improvement and investment in the collection, analysis, and dissemination of accurate information and research on migration issues in the continent. This is, of course, as noted in the GCM, Goal 1, will go a long way in providing evidence-based policymaking and also shaping informed public discourse and narratives on African migration. At the Commission, we have taken migration statistics as one of the main priority areas in our work. As you may be aware, the African Union recently made a decision to establish the Africa Migration Study Center in Mali, which is under process, also the African Migration Observatory in Morocco, and the Continental Operation Center in Khartoum, known as ROC, and now it's been it's now SCOC, because now it's part of the African Union. We are now at an advanced stage in operationalizing them in order for them to make a contribution in providing reliable research and migration data for the continent. Because till today, I can say that we do not own our data in Africa. That's why the establishment of the three centers, it will be a major step for Africa to own its own statistics on migration, whether labor migration or illegal or irregular migration. These institutions will play a key role in providing technical support and capacity building to national and regional institutions. The Continental Operation Center in Sudan, for example, will be key in assisting member states and RECs in information sharing and analysis on issues of the prevention of trafficking and smuggling of migrants in the continent, developing and supporting member states' data to assist them address this crime in their national and regional jurisdictions. Migration statistics is one of the key areas under the revised Migration Policy Framework for Africa 2018-2030. It is our new policy framework for migration, which was adopted by the summit of January 2018. The policy identifies migration data and statistics as key pillars in improving migration governance in the continent, so as to enhance evidence-based policies that will go a long way of protection and well-being of migrants. Additionally, developing and harmonizing migration statistics in Africa plays a significant role towards improved migration governance at the national, regional, and continental levels. In line with this, the adoption of the African Charter of Statistics 2009 and provides key guiding instrument for the development and harmonization of the statistics in Africa. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, labor migration is a rising key policy priority area in the modern world. The complexities and dynamics of migration flows have changed significantly, resulting to diverse migratory movements that need to be captured accurately. Therefore, to achieve Africa's vision for the integrated, prosperous, and peaceful Africa, whose development is driven by its own people, there is a need to create effective policies that are strongly grounded on evidence to respond to the interests and benefits of countries of origin, or countries of transit, or countries of destination. As such, the implementation of the Joint Labour Migration Programme, which is known as JLMB, by the department will go a long way towards poverty eradication, inclusive development, as well as ensuring that people moving in search of better opportunities are well protected. And in this, we always say that development is the key to speak to the root causes of irregular migration. Through the joint undertaking of the JLMB, several achievements have been reached, including production of the first ever migration statistics report in Africa, promotion of skills probability, and the mutual recognition of qualifications, and the development of an African qualifications framework, as well as promotion of critical areas geared towards facilitation of free movement of workers to advance regional integration and development. Also, through the JLMB, the production of the second edition of the Labour Migration Statistics Report in Africa is in its final phase and will be published and disseminated to you. And I would like to say here this, the first edition of the Labour Statistics Report, there is a few member states of Africa participating. In the second edition now, we have more than 30 African member states participating. I would like to say that we would like the help and the support of ministers to make sure that the third edition will cover all member states of Africa. And I would like also to say here that our institution for remittances, which is based in Nairobi, Kenya, is playing a key role in giving the training and the capacity building needed for the countries who seek the help and support of AIR, the Institute for Remittances, which is under the Department of Social Affairs. We work with ministries of finance, we work with central banks to develop the capacity of the countries on the transfer of the money from our diaspora, also giving the capacity to the people working in the government and institutions, also engaging with our diaspora. All of this work is being done and led by AIR as an institution, and I would like also member states to benefit from AIR, and if they request any support, especially in the training and the capacity building, we are ready to do so. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, there is further need to ensure that the existing institutions at national, regional, and continental levels complement each other. There should be a deliberate effort to bring every stakeholder on board at national, regional, or continental to ensure that there is a synergy in our work. On our part, we will ensure that the proposed migration research center in Mali, the observatory in Morocco, and the Khartoum center in Sudan are operational as soon as possible, and we will work closely with existing continental and regional statistics centers in strengthening migration statistics in Africa. And also there is a fourth center which is yet to be born between Africa and the Arab region. We are still under process as part of the Afro-Arab partnership, and there's a few countries competing to host this center. Excellencies, in conclusion, I would like to take this opportunity again to thank the government of the Republic of Egypt for accepting to host the meeting and supporting us to this end. I also wish to thank our partners, IOM, UNECA, particularly IOM office in Cairo, for their kind support in making this meeting a success as well. I also wish to thank the WFP, the World Food Programme, Cairo office, for their willingness to partner with us in hosting this meeting, and all the other partners, and my apology if I don't mention all the partners, but all of you, you are recognized, and we thank you for your role. I am looking forward to have a wonderful celebration today, and I wish to reiterate that the African Union Commission willingness to support the implementation of the outcome report of this meeting. We are waiting to receive the outcome at the end of this day. I know that there is a report, the expert report, which it will be adopted by the ministers today. And our commitment as Social Affairs Department and on behalf of the African Union that this recommendation, it will go to the SCC, and if need be, it will go to the Executive Council to have a decision on it and to make sure that it will be implemented and that the efforts you exerted, it will not be wasted. Thank you very much. Shukran, and have a nice day. Thank you.